When saying Tachanun, do you have to stop and answer each Amen to Kaddish, or can you just continue while they say it? Svi from London. No, you must stop and answer Amen to the Kaddish, and then you can continue with Tachanun. 690. I would like to know the halacha on talking during davening, and how far should a person go in public to stop the talking? Or when you know the person will not stop talking, and all that will happen will become a shouting match, does a person still have responsibility of telling people to stop? And can you please state place where this halacha is discussed or answered? The Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet 124, Siv Zayin, paragraph 7, says that you're not allowed to talk during the repetition of the Shmone Esrei, and in shul in general, one should not talk things that are not germane to the tefillah itself. And someone who talks, especially during Chazaras Hashatz, is committing a great sin, and we yell at him and tell him to stop. Now, one has to take in consideration embarrassing somebody publicly if it's not necessary, if one can privately hint to the person to keep quiet. Also, the purpose of this is that they shouldn't be talking, and if it's going to end up a shouting match, that is counterproductive. And therefore, one should not talk himself, should not talk with others, answer them during davening. He should try to hint to others to stop talking or to speak to them outside of shul to prevent it from happening again. But it is improper, it is a sin to talk during various portions of the davening. And in general, to talk in shul, even when there is no davening, things that don't belong in shul, business and other kinds of levity, are prohibited to be talked about in shul at all times.